This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Another American soldier has been killed in Iraq, this time in an ambush outside Baghdad. Lieutenant General John Abizaid, who's been nominated to lead the U.S. Central Command, said yesterday that such attacks may continue for a while. Abizaid, who would command all U.S. forces in the Middle East, told senators that American troops are likely to be needed in Iraq for the foreseeable future. Two senior senators just back from Iraq had the same message and a new warning for the White House. NPR's Tom Jaldum reports.
John Abizaid is highly regarded by his fellow Army generals, in part for his straightforward manner. At his confirmation hearing yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Abizaid said he remains convinced Saddam Hussein had biological and chemical weapons, but he admitted being perplexed by the failure to find them. Republican John Warner of Virginia suggested maybe the war proceeded so quickly that Iraqi commanders had no chance to deploy the weapons, but Abizaid wasn't buying that explanation.
I believe that if we had interrupted the movement of chemical weapons from the depots to the guns, that we would have found them in the depots. But we've looked in the depots and they're not there.
Abizaid likewise made no attempt to minimize the challenge facing U.S. troops in Iraq. Some Pentagon officials say they're not surprised by the resistance U.S. and British forces are facing, but General Abizaid, explaining why soldiers face longer combat deployments, said things are not going as well in Iraq as was expected.
I should point out that the 1st Armored Division was scheduled to be the rotational replacement for the 3rd Infantry Division. That did not happen because the security situation didn't move as quickly in a direction that we thought it would towards stability, and we needed the additional forces.
Abizaid served as deputy to the Iraq War commander, General Tommy Franks, the man he is set to replace. He says conditions in Iraq are unlikely to get worse than they are now, but he warned there are difficult days ahead, and he warned senators against pushing for an early exit from Iraq.
There are a lot of people in the Middle East that believe that our weakness is our inability to stay the course. And they believe that two casualties today, two casualties tomorrow, four the next day, will eventually drive us out. And it is a belief that they hold firmly, and we need to be just as firm that we can't be driven out.
Abizaid's testimony yesterday may have been a wake-up call. U.S. forces have also handled other challenging peacekeeping assignments in recent years, but nothing on the scale they face in Iraq. And the burden this time is unlikely to be broadly shared with other countries, a point emphasized by analyst Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution.
When we went into Bosnia, we were one-third of the force. When we went into Kosovo, we were one-fifth of the force. When we went into Afghanistan, on the peacekeeping side, we were 0% of the force. Here, we're 90% of the force. And that is the big difference.
There were also warnings yesterday from the two leading members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, just back from a fact-finding mission to Iraq. Democrat Joe Biden of Delaware says no one in Washington understands how monumental the Iraq job will be. And the committee chairman, Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana, cautioned the White House not to understate the scope of the Iraq challenge.
Again and again, I've said at least 5 years for a plan. This idea that we will be in just as long as we need to and not a day more, we've got to get over that rhetoric. It is rubbish. We're going to be there a long time.
One asset the Bush administration may soon have in selling the Iraq mission is John Abizaid, himself of Lebanese descent. Abizaid speaks fluent Arabic, studied at the University of Jordan, and is perhaps the leading expert on the Arab world in the U.S. Army. Senators hung on his every word yesterday, as when he explained how this week's attack on British forces in southern Iraq may have been prompted by local residents' anger at intrusive search operations.
Near the site of this action is the place called El Kurna, which is rumored to be the original Garden of Eden. So civilization has been there for a long time. The cultural norms that they've established are very private. They're very family-oriented. They're very protective of the women. We have to be smart enough in our operations to be culturally sensitive.
Not a single senator challenged Abizaid on his testimony yesterday, and he appears headed for easy Senate confirmation to direct the U.S. military's Central Command. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.